for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, Musical Chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome to Musical Chairs. I'm one of your hosts, Lisa Berry.
And I'm the other host, Eric Lambier. And hello, America.
Woohoo!
We're on the air.
Oh, you know what? We have really been enjoying listening to our today's guest album because it's just a mix of fun and talent and stories and
all kinds of things. It's great jazz, but it also covers a bunch of different styles of jazz. We have some Latin in there. We also are going to have a little blues, I think, in one of them. Well, blues runs through jazz anyway, which it always does. But it's really a great album. I've listened to it from stem to stern.
Yes. And I would just like to share, before we introduce our lovely guest, an artist, is that we do have a sponsor for today's show. And the reason being is they were so in alignment with one of our guests. Quotes, or actually she's been quoted, and it really is about connecting with the audience. That's what our artist today loves to do, have an intimate connection with the audience. And so today's show is sponsored by the Connection app, which is making together better. And so let's welcome our guest, and then I'll tell you who it is.
All right, we'd like to welcome to our show today. We always like to do this little drum roll.
In the chair.
In the chair today we have Debbie Cunningham.
Woo-hoo, Debbie!
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, I'll share with the audience a little bit about you, Debbie. And that is that Debbie Cunningham is a recording artist, author, and speaker. And by the way, her book will be featured on Light on Living on Monday, so stay tuned. She graduated from Temple University with a Bachelor of Arts in voice performance and has spent more than a decade in the music business as a songwriter and entertainer. She has recorded two albums, the first, a jazz standard album entitled The Rest of Your Life, and the second, an all-original jazz album entitled A Million Kisses, which we're going to be listening to today.
That's the one.
Woohoo! And those songs are about the journey and celebration of committed love, also reflected in her new book, Dancing in the Kitchen. Love that title.
Yeah, it's a beautiful title. I love that.
Yeah, who danced in the kitchen? So that's just a little bit about you, Debbie, but we really want to jump into stuff about with you and stories about your album.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
Well, maybe what we should do, because we're going to have the first song is going to be A Million Kisses, maybe we should start talking about how you wrote it and your inspiration for that one.
Oh, well, that one, really, it's quite a few years ago. I was just thinking about a lot of my friends who had been experiencing difficulty in their marriages, and many of them were divorcing. My husband and I have been married to this point 31, almost 32 years.
Awesome. So, good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's amazing.
Thank you. It is, and it's been a long journey because we were also high school sweethearts. So we dated 5 years before we got married. So I know a little bit about longevity in relationships and connecting and learning to connect. But I really wanted to encourage many of our friends, but also other people who were coming to my shows. I noticed that couples who were attending, even like when I would sing in a dinner show atmosphere, they would be on their phones, not connecting with each other, listening to music, but there was no interaction. And I started to notice how prevalent it was. And I wanted to do something to say, to encourage couples. But A Million Kisses specifically is actually about the kind of love we all long for. And so I began to think about what is it that we long for when we were young, when we were little girls especially, dream about their, you know, knight in shining armor. What is it that we long for? And that's actually how the lyric was born to A Million Kisses. And I believe that A Million Kisses kind of love actually takes place over a lifetime.
Yes. That's actually what stuck out to me was like, oh my gosh, because you can't, one of your lines, well, here it is, it can't, you don't get a million kisses in one night. So
no.
Well, you might be obsessive.
You get one or two. I also like what you just said too, because I play in a college type bar, and you know, I remember the bartender saying to me, you know, you look around here, and there's 30 people sitting here, and everybody's on their phone. Nobody's talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is really an issue today, not just in our society, but in our relationships in general, not even just marriage, but definitely in marriage. But in our relationships, we are trying to connect on these devices instead of face-to-face connection. And our relationships are dying because of it.
That is so true. That is so true.
We know.
Very poignant.
You can use the devices as tools to enhance the relationship and do it together. But yeah, shall we play the song and get to?
Why don't we do that?
All right.
We'll get right into the song here.
Woo, let's get it going. All right. So here, everybody, enjoy A Million Kisses. Where the
shadows are cast by the moon. Oh, hand in hand, walking through the rain. Oh, it stares up above. I want a million kisses. I want a million kisses.
Kind of love. That's amazing. I love
it.
There was two things that really stood out for both Eric and myself, and you have a word and I have a term. Do you want to ask your word?
Yeah, the word swoon. You got that word in there. That's good.
I know. That's an old-fashioned word.
I love it. Classic.
But it's great with the jazz, right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Lisa, do you want to say one more thing?
Oh, I just want to mention, I love that you said about hand in hand, because walking hand in hand. And I think that, you know, when people are, like we said in the beginning, on their devices, you can't hold hands. I love that that was brought up. Yeah, I love that lyric.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I love that too. I mean, my husband and I walk hand in hand a lot.
Oh.
And it's just a way to connect without, you know, talking. You don't have to deal. You can just hold hands and sit quietly. So.
Yeah. You can even do that when you're a little upset, too.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
exactly.
When there's no words to say, but you know what? You know what? We want a little bit of connection with it.
Oh.
I'm reminding you that we might not be happy right now, but I'm just going to reach over and hold your hand to remind you I'm still here. We just have to work this out.
Ah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you just a little change. I just wanted to ask you about your influences for jazz and what got you started in jazz.
Oh, wow. Well, you know.
That's a big one, isn't it?
That is a big one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I grew up listening to that, like Nat King Cole and all of that kind of music. Even Judy Garland, who was, you know, she's even under the jazz genre because she was, the pop music of that day was, a lot of it was jazz influence. And
absolutely.
Jazz. Besides the mainstream jazz artists like Nat King Cole, and of course, then, you know, you have so many others. But,
Ella Fitzgerald.
Even a lot of jazz standards, right? Ella Fitzgerald, but even Irving Berlin, we do a lot of his standards, you know, the songs that he wrote, of course, in the jazz genre, in the standard genre. So a lot of our songs in jazz, in the standard jazz, come out of even musical theater. You've got Cole Porter and all those. So anyway, I grew up listening to that style of music because I was born in 1965, not ashamed of my age, 53.
Ha ha, good for you.
Mid-50s. And so that was the style I listened to. I did go to school for classical music, actually, at Temple University. I had a classical degree just because I could do it. Everyone pointed me in that direction because I was a coloratura soprano, and I sang, so I had like a 3-octave range. And so I could sing all of those notes, so they put me in that direction, which was fine. It was great, great training. But what I realized after I got out of school, when I moved to Nashville, I sang a lot of contemporary Christian style music. And then I worked and did the background vocals here in Nashville a little bit. A lot of the B tracks of accompaniment tracks before we had karaoke. There was a lot of accompaniment tracks out here in the Nashville area in the Christian market. But what I realized was that my favorite style of music to sing was jazz. And, you know, I would just listen to the radio, and the songs that made me want to get up and dance were like Harry Connick Jr. singing.
Ah, awesome.
Right? And then all the things that I had listened to as a kid. And so that's really what made me start to think about when I wanted to go back into music, because I had stopped singing really. When I raised my kids, once I had kids, I realized that pursuing a music career was going to throw me personally an imbalance of really trying to be the mom that I wanted to be.
Oh.
My husband traveled a lot. We felt like one of us needed to stay. And I really wanted to be a stay-at-home mom and really have that time with my children. So when I went back into the music industry, that was what I thought about. What style do I really love? And it was that style of music that I loved. And that's why my first album was called The Rest of Your Life, because I went back into music at age 40. And that's when I released my first album.
That is incredible.
40.
That's really inspiring. Mm-hmm. I have to share that part there, because a lot of women who did that stayed at home to raise their kids, think, you know, how do I get back in this industry, and let alone one that I'm passionate about. So I'm so happy that, A, you got to stay home with your kids. I love stay-at-home moms. And and that you came back, and now we get to enjoy you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
That's great.
Now,
yeah.
We will ask you about the next song, but I have to say something. I want to get, this is going to be the rarest shout out ever. When Eric and I were in Nashville, we, Eric partnered up with a band, and one of the guys, Dale and Heather, he went and played with the Christian country rock. Was it Christian?
It wasn't Christian, but it was country rock for sure.
No, they went off the Christian one. And I was going to say, by chance, if they're listening, they're from, she was from Franklin.
She's Heather, yeah.
Heather. So they're listening.
Oh, fun.
Dale Jeffries.
There you go, Dale.
You know what he actually did was he ended up going on to play in the Everly Brothers tribute. Some really big one that tours the U.S., actually.
Oh, wow. So, awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff, Dale. All right. Well,
and I played at the Tennessee State Fair.
Yes, with the pig.
Oh, nice.
With the pig. Yeah,
yes. Well, just fun stuff. For your next song, now, we're going to run into commercial, but when we are back from commercial, we're going to be asking you about The Next Thing You Know.
The Next Thing You Know.
Next Thing You Know, we'll be back from commercial and playing your music.
With Debbie Cunningham.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramala Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Imagine tapping into a power where you can access the ability to transform your views of money, success, happiness, and fulfillment. A power that you could unlock hidden talents, uncover new meaning, and amplify the significance of your purpose. Well, the feminine heart is the source of that power, intelligence, insight, and understanding. Join this new wave of women's leadership that's emerging. Be the woman who knows her greatest power to create goes well beyond the day-to-day striving for results. Be the woman who knows her true power to contribute to the world in significant ways is one that expresses her heart, enlivens her creativity, and elevates her spirit. Rise, amazing woman, rise. An amazing woman legacy book, compiled by Marsh Engel, sharing the 8 essential powers of the feminine from 8 influential mentors, entrepreneurs, and change makers that will help you tap into that power. Rise, amazing woman, rise. Your legacy begins by leading with a feminine heart.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're gearing up here.
All right.
We're back with
with our artist Debbie Cunningham on Musical Chairs.
Woo! That was Eric Landier, and I'm the other co-host, Lisa Berry. And hello, Debbie. Did you get to have a shake off there for the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We would love to ask you the same question.
What's that question? It's about the inspiration for the next song, the lyrics. How did it come about? We like kind of finding out little stories. This is the next thing you know.
The next thing you know. I'm going to be honest. This is probably the shortest note for a song you're ever going to find.
Okay.
I just thought about what is the process of falling in love look like? And there you go.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, you did. Well, that's awesome. And I noticed in this one you have an electric bass as opposed to a stand-up bass. I really kind of like that.
I do. Yes.
That was great. Now, where did you record it? Just really quick.
Oh, actually, I recorded two places, one at a friend's studio, and then some of the tracks we recorded. This one we recorded at a friend's studio in Ashland City, Tennessee, which is just north of Nashville.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to do a shout out to the piano player? Because I really loved whoever that was.
Yes, on this song. Okay, I'm trying to remember.
Oh, okay. Sorry, the problem. All right. Well, you know what? I was going to say, why don't we play the song, and if it jogs your memory, great. If not, no big deal.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, here it is, Debbie Cunningham.
Next thing you know.
Woo.
Musical chair.
It starts with a feeling, then it sets you breathing. Next thing you know, oh, you're falling in love. It comes as a whisper, then it spreads like the mist. So next thing you know, oh, you're falling in love. Just when you think you're playing it cool, and love is passing you by like a thief in the night. Of an eye, but it starts with a feeling, then it sends you reeling. Next thing you know, you're falling in love.
And it isn't easy to fall in love.
Yes, and I remembered the pianist's name. That was Jim Mickey. He's a national jazz player. He's fabulous.
Oh. Yes, because I was just listening to that piano solo again, going, geez, that guy's pretty good. I like his chords, too. And I also love the guitar in it, where he did the guitar.
Oh, yeah, that's Rex Shelley played the guitar, and Matt McKenzie played bass, and then Dave Dunsey played drums. And they're all great national players. They play on a lot of studio stuff as well.
Wow, nice swing to that one. I like
yes.
it.
Debbie, I was going to ask you, so we read that you do a lot of speaking engagements, and I was thinking about that one particularly because when you make up, that means you usually have had a fight.
Right.
But when you do the speaking engagements, do you play your music when you go there, or are you just, is it a talk, or who are you talking to? Who's your audience?
I actually do both. I can present the talk with or without music. But I like to do like a couples night out if I can in like churches and stuff like that. Or if I'm speaking at organizations and women's organizations, sometimes I do music, sometimes I don't. It really depends on the music or the organization and what their needs are for their people. So, but yeah, so I play the song sometimes when I'm talking about, especially for marriage, talking about marriage issues, like kiss and make up. Is really about not holding grudges and not really throwing away our relationship by dwelling on the smallest of things. And sometimes you can kind of just, you know, have a moment. I have these pet peeves, and they're silly little things, but they really get under my skin. But I have to learn to let go of those. And or I can
we
just
all have
my
those.
Relationship.
We all have those.
That is so funny. Yeah. The word grudges, Debbie, literally. Came, brought Eric coffee, and I said, oh, I heard this really cool thing. It's like when people, you know, they're upset about something, they want the improvement or the outcome, but they're still holding on to the grudge. And I literally just quoted that, and I love that you just said that.
And I just want to preempt, we didn't really tell, we didn't do a segue there into the next song.
No, we did a nice job.
We jumped ahead there with our thoughts, but we are going to play, the next song is going to be Kiss and Make Up when we get to it here. And one thing I also wanted to say about, sorry, we just like segued without segueing.
That's good, right?
No, that wasn't a skip on your radio, folks.
That's Eric reprimanding me.
No, it's all good. I just wanted to say there's one line in Kiss and Make Up, though, where he said, holding on to the spite instead of being kind, or something like
yeah.
that. And I'm not sure that, I probably don't have that correct, but I just like to, you know, it is very important, instead of holding on to the spite, be kind to each other, your people.
Yeah. Well, it's so, better to be kind than to be right.
Well, that's how it finishes.
That's the line. Yeah, Yeah, and you know what? It's crazy, but we all want to be right. We all do. And sometimes we can really hold out on that. And so that's one of the reasons why I wrote the song, just encourage people to think. Because, you know, we just get caught in the moment of our own selfish things. And then if we can just look at the big picture, but sometimes it's hard to see the big picture and remind each other, encourage each other to just, hey, you know what? I don't have to be, you don't have to agree that I'm right. You can actually be right. But if you demand it, it just will, your relationship will die.
Yeah, and being right sometimes is just an opinion as opposed to and
correct.
Wrong kind of those. And I, you know what I was going to say? There should be a marriage vow, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm out of being kind instead of right.
And I'll make the suggestion to all the listeners that they should have on hand at all times this next song, Kiss and Make Up. So when you do get into a little tiff or you're hanging on to be, you know, the spite, that you just stop and play the song. Right, Debbie?
Absolutely.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Well, that's what music's supposed to inspire you in that direction anyway. So it's good to put on these kind of songs like that. It's fantastic.
Aw, well, let's hear it.
Well, let's hear it. Kiss and Make Up by Debbie Cunningham.
Twice has an exchange that is not so nice. Foolish are they who cling to spite. Wiser to be kind than right. So let's kiss and make up. Put a smile in our day. Live
and fight. I'd rather be in your arms tonight. Silly pride, words in haste. Forgive me, dear, as they say, let's kiss and make up. Put a smile in our day. Live the life that we dreamed of. Instead of throwing that dream away, let's kiss and make up.
Already, because we just love every music, every song. So we want to jump into the next song because we want to try to fit in as many as we can, but...
Absolutely. Sorry, this song is Day Like This?
So we're, yeah, going to.
We're going to go into this song. So this is called Day Like This. Debbie, anything, any thoughts on this one?
No, it's just to remember, even though, you know, hard days are going to come, but we need to remember, you know, to even to dance through those seasons.
Oh. Absolutely. All right, well, let's get right to it. We're going to play Day Like This by Debbie Cunningham on Musical Chairs.
When the clouds are rolling in and nothing is going right, you tossing and turning all through the night. Pressure's mounting up. There are bills you have to pay. There's a time for deducing, finding solutions. Sometimes you have to play. On a day like this, we need to move, we need to sway. When the walls are closing in, and sanity's hard to find, days are confusing, and you feel like you're losing your peace of mind. Tomorrow's looking bleak, don't you get into the blues. Keeping your eyes, your head on the prize, remember you've got to choose. On a day like the moon.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Mind connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm a host, Eric Lambier.
And I'm your other host, Lisa Berry.
And we have artist Debbie Cunningham, sorry, Debbie, on the line with us today, experiencing a little jazz music.
From her album, A Million Kisses.
Beautiful. Welcome back, Debbie.
Debbie, I have to tell you that that last song, A Day Like This, is not only my favorite because it's like my favorite groove, the way you sing it and everything, but I love that you talk about movement because a lot of times we get stagnant, and sometimes that even being stagnant and not moving around, you can get like testy and then you start fighting with people and you're, you know, agitated. But to get up and let that wind take it away, just like your lyrics, you just love them.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes just taking a good brisk walk can help your attitude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love the groove. I know it's Latinish, but I got to say, there's a little Aretha in your vocals there.
Thank you.
That was very cool. And did you sing your own backups by chance?
Yeah, I'm sure you noticed.
Yeah, that's great.
I was on a really small budget.
Oh, no. No, but it really blends. I mean, a lot of artists do that, obviously, because you already have the tone that goes with your tone, right?
Yeah.
Which is a beautiful thing, so.
So before we talk about the next song, we want to know, you're touring around, you're playing for people, so what is your up-and-coming stuff that's going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, I will tell you this. I am not doing a lot of music right now because of my book coming out, and so the PR, publicity, and the marketing for that has just, like, usurped all of my time.
Yes. And a reminder that you're on my show, The Light on Living, with just Lisa Berry, and we are talking about your book, which is Dancing in the Kitchen, on a Monday. And I can't remember the date right now. What is the
May 20th.
Thank you. Woo! I'm so excited to have you talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. So I except for a few handful of private events right now, I'm not doing much music because the book release is May 7th, and so there's a big push for that. Now, I don't know if you noticed. Did you notice in the very first song, A Million Kisses, in the bridge, that you heard the title of my book?
No, I didn't notice that.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in A Million Kisses in the bridge, it says, you know, I want a million kisses kind of love, the kind of love that dances in the kitchen with guys.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's where we got the title. So, yeah. So it all goes hand in hand. So
wow.
We'll talk more about that on May 20th. But,
yeah, terrific.
That's like subliminal stuff.
There. Ooh.
There's no commercials in there about Coke or anything, is there?
No. We're getting our chemicals from the love hormones, right? Happy hormones.
There you go, right.
All right. So we
want to go on to the next song. And this song is called Do What Lovers Do. Anything you want to say about this one, Debbie?
Yeah. You know, I wrote this song. This was actually the very first jazz song I wrote. And it was, I was writing a lot of songs, but this is the first jazz song I wrote. And it was because I was thinking about intentionality in romance and intentionality in relationships as we progress. Because, you know, midlife years, you've been married 10, 15, 20 years, you can kind of get lazy in your intentionality. But
yes, for
if
sure.
If you do, one day you wake up and you don't know the person who's in your bed, you go, how did we get here? So it's just really important to not forget about us, even though while we're busy building careers or raising a family. And so that's why I wrote this song.
Aww. Oh, nice. I got to say, I really like this. It's got a nice bluesy intro here. So
thank you.
Right. We'll enjoy. Let's do what lovers do.
Here on Musical Chairs with Debbie Cunningham.
What it was like when it was just you and me. Get so busy with the house and our jobs, now we have a family. Well, but when that family's up and grown, it'll just be you and me, baby, all alone. So let's dim the lights to a softer hue. Oh, and do what lovers do. Kiss me sweet, hold me tight, wrap your arms around me all through the night. Pull me closer when we dance, we can't forget the romance. Don't need money or a paradise, being with you is perfectly nice. Let's just remember what I've done to do what lovers do.
Baseline. Like, I literally do my little walk while I'm listening to it.
Yeah, I know. I love that, too. Hey, a funny story about that song, too, is you never hear me scat. I don't scat usually publicly at all. I was just messing around while we were laying down the vocals, and they recorded it. So we ended up keeping it. So, yeah, that was a funny. That was an unexpected thing. I wasn't planning on having that in the song.
And sometimes those are the best moments you capture, you know, and you wish you either had a camera going or a recorder going. I've been in the studio many times, and it's sometimes better just to have it rolling.
Well, my engineer always does that. He always, when I say, okay, I'm not going to sing to the third verse, third stanza, and he's like, okay, but he always leaves it rolled just in case he catches something whenever he records. And yeah, we do. Sometimes you get the best takes.
Exactly.
Oh, here's a question about that, actually. So now, when you do perform that, do you scat, and do you do it the same
way?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, you do, and that
was one of the things I do, and I was just never, I never felt overly comfortable scatting, you know, because I'm very, coming from the classical background, it's just, you know, I have to plan, prepare, know exactly what I'm going to think. But anyway, yeah, I do scat, and it's fun. It's a fun, you know, change for me on stage when I, since I don't normally do it as a regular habit. So, yeah, it's fun.
And it does sound, and I'm, you know, I'm a big jazz fan, and we are a big jazz fan. It's not, you know, punched in line by line, which is a beautiful thing, you know. It's a little bit of,
yeah,
you know, just it's from the soul, which I really like in music, you know. Sometimes I think with pop, it just gets so pre, like every note and every bird's got to be perfect, and you just get, honestly, my ears get tired.
Yeah, yes, my ears, I hear that.
So it's beautiful. I really like it.
Well, the next song, which we're going to be playing, is and the anniversary song. And the reason I was so drawn to that, because over the, you know, many years I've known Eric, I was going, I want to do a theme song. Can we do a theme song? Can we do a birthday song? Let's do a Christmas song. Let's do, you know, so I was like, oh, she's got an anniversary song. We got to play that.
So awesome. Yeah, the anniversary song, I just really, with the whole, you know, the album, Lane Kisses Us, the whole relationship theme. It's like the progression of a relationship, or the journey of a relationship. And one of the things I think is really important in marriage, especially, is to reflect on why you fell in love in the first place and remember those moments so that you can remember the feelings of those moments to kind of ground you in the seasons that aren't so lovely. And so that's an anniversary song. I think it's really important to celebrate little milestones in your relationship. I think that's really important. And so that's really how Anniversary Song was born.
Awesome. So what we're going to do for Musical Chairs is send it out to anybody today out there in the world, out there in cyberspace, who's having an anniversary. We'll send it out to you from Debbie Cunningham.
Oh, thanks, Debbie. Thank you. All right. Here's the anniversary song.
Celebrate the memory of the moment when one love.
absolutely beautiful. And happy anniversary to anybody who's listening to that. As well as I just want to say I love the cello in that song. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Aww. And Debbie, I'd like to share with all the listeners and yourself, because I think you guys are just so in alignment, that today's show is sponsored by the Connection app. And this app is literally for couples and other, just anybody looking to get that connection. And I find that that's who you're writing about and all these stories. And anybody who wants to listen to Debbie Cunningham's beautiful album, Million Kisses, wow, and then go and turn over and get their Connection app and do a little activity and connect and feel good. I mean, I think they're perfectly paired. So thank you to the Connection app for sponsoring today's show.
Absolutely. And we can, I saw your stuff on iTunes and that. Can they get a hold of you personally or on your website to buy the album?
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of places these days, right?
Yeah. It's on Spotify too, iTunes, CD Baby, and then you can go to my website, DebbieCunningham.net, and find information there about that as well.
Awesome.
Oh, and I love your picture because you're on this beautiful velvety velouri settee, like the antique furniture. I love antique furniture. You just look stunning in your green dress. My gosh.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So we'd like to thank you for being on our show. What we're going to do here is a little bit different, is we're going to fade out with one of your songs and end the show with it. So thank you once again.
Thank you, Debbie. We just adored having you here with us and sharing your music.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And say, and just really quick, just one last thing is if you love the artists that we do put on our show, just delve a little deeper. Go on the net and check them out. Check out where they're playing, what they're all about, because artists love that and they love to engage with you.
Yes.
So we're going to go to this last song, Lisa.
Will You Dance?
And this is by Debbie Cunningham. Thank you so much on Musical Chairs.
Musical Chairs is on the air.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Enjoy this music.
Across the floor, will you dance with me? Not just.